Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaguars offense, what makes it challenging? What stands out to you on film?
I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Of course, every good NFL team, you have to have great quarterback play, and they definitely have that. But I think the lifeblood of that offense is ETN, the running back, and their offensive line. And of course, they have a dynamic wide receiving core, and you know they got a really good offense, really great scheme. I'm a fan of Trevor Lawrence. I met him in Vegas right after his rookie season, and you know, I talked to him for a little bit, and he's just one of those guys that you just root for, no matter if I'm going against him or not. You know, I root for him, you know, on and off the football field. And of course, they got Mitch Morris over there, you know, quarterback in the line of scrimmage. He's been great for us for a long time, been great in the NFL for a long time. I remember when Mitch was at the Chiefs and he was a handful there, so thought I would never have to play against him again, but you know, here it comes on Monday. But they have a really good stable of backs led with ETN. Really good quarterback play by Trevor Lawrence. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and his offensive line is solid. And his wide receiving core is solid as well. So, presenting a lot of problems on offense. We just got to go out there and play our style of ball, and we'll be all right.
How do you limit some of those big plays?
I mean, you can't. And I think you just got to have that next play mentality. Of course, we want to go out there and hold them to 0 rushing yards, 0 passing yards, 0 points. That's always the goal. But you got to be prepared for when they do make plays, or they do get a first down, or they do score a touchdown. And that's football in the National Football League. So going out there with that mindset, knowing that we have to adjust to any adversity that's presented. Trevor Lawrence, ETN, they're going to make some plays and score some points and get some yards for sure.
Over the years, we've heard you talk about how the pass rush and the back
end.
What have you seen from Christian and Rasul early on? That's just 2 games.
Yeah.
They played against some elite receivers.
Yeah, it's only 2 games, but everything that they're doing on the football field, I'm not surprised. And Jamarcus Ingram as well. He's a competitor as well. He's been competing as long as I've been here. Takes all of a one-on-one pass rush, one-on-one reps with the wide receivers, no matter who it is. It could be our number one wide receiver or scout team wide receiver, he's out there competing, getting reps. And I think that's the whole mindset of the DB room with Christian Benford and Rasul as well. So when we got Rasul last year, I thought that was a great move. You know, it was like 2 years ago where he led the league in interceptions. I thought that was a great move, and, you know, it's continued to be a great move for us. And rush and coverage go together. I spent a lot of time with the D-line, but I spent a lot of time with the DBs. And it's been like that since – the no-fly zone days in Denver with Chris Harrison and Keeb Tlaib. I've just always been drawn to DBs. They have the hardest position in all the sports. As far as athletic ability and guarding guys without touching them, you know, I've always been drawn to that room. And, you know, here in 2024 is no different. I go to the DB dinner. I like those guys so much. So very, very tight-knit group. All those guys are ballers, super humble. Christian Benford, he won't say much, but he definitely proves it with his actions. And, you know, Rasul will talk to you now. Rasul, he's not afraid to talk to you, but he backs up everything as well. And you gotta have a sense of confidence and a sense of, you know, swag about you in that room. And it's all the great DBs that I've ever been around, from, you know, Aqib Tlaib, Chris Harris, Jalen Ramsey, TJ Ward, Dorian Stewart, all of those guys, man. You got to have a sense of swagger about you. And these DBs that we have here, they're the same way, man, just in their own style. And it's an honor and a privilege to have those guys on our team for sure.
Can you tell us more about Christian Benford? What's it been like getting to know him? You mentioned he's a soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
What are some things that stand out
in
his personality?
Soft-spoken. He's all about ball. He's all about ball. Well, he'll laugh and giggle, but at the end of the day, he's all about ball. He's all about taking advantage of the opportunity that's given to him. You know, he didn't come in with the spot handed to him. He had to fight his way in there. You know, we had guys that were given the starting position. He had to fight his way into those reps, and you got to always respect guys like that, man. And, you know, he's a father. Off the football field, he's just a great dude, man, all the way around. Won't say much, but he'll laugh at some jokes now. But he won't say much. He's all about ball, man, and I enjoy, you know, being around those guys for sure.
How about Gabe Davis? You mentioned you're going to see Mitch Morse on the other side of the ball.
Yeah. Gabe Davis, man, that'd be weird, man, because the last 2 years he's been like the lifeblood of this team with his personality, man. And, you know, it'll be weird going against Gabe. It was weird last week going against Poe, and, you know, it'd be weird going against Gabe. And I'm sure when we get down to Houston, it'd be weird going against Diggs. So it's just a lot of weird games in a row, man. And, you know, I've played football long enough. You know, this is my 14th year in the league. Like, it's just 3 hours on the football field, and then we're back cool again. It's no hard feelings or I want to take his head off or nothing like that, man. I love those guys, man. I played this game so long to see guys get injured and all type of stuff, man. It's really not that serious. We're going in there to win the game, of course, but, you know, I'll always be buddies with those guys and crack jokes and keep it light with those guys forever.
Sean, you said 14 years in the league. You've played in different defenses before. Bobby Babbage and Sean would describe this defense as simple, just keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Why is having a simple defense so effective for this group here?
I think just keeping things simple in general, like in life, it allows you to really be your best. You know, if I think about all of the great days that I've had outside of football, it was simple. You know, you wake up, brush your teeth, have some breakfast, watch cartoons, and go outside, ride your bike, come in, play video games, and it was good. And we try to keep that same mindset here. You know, it's not all of these audibles and this and that. We want to keep it simple so you can be at your best. I feel like this is just my opinion. You know, what separates good players from other good players is really the mindset. And to have a clear mindset and to have a clear view on how to play football. And when you're crowding that space with multiple calls, multiple checks, multiple things you kind of take away from playing football. And to keep it simple so we can play fast, so we can know what we have to do and we could just get after it. And it's described as simple, but it's very, very complex. And, you know, Bobby Babbage, they do a great, excellent job of teaching. Just because these guys are pros, the teaching doesn't stop. And Bobby Babbage and Coach McDermott and Marcus West and, I mean, really all the guys in there, we have an excellent group of coaches in there that are great teachers and great leaders of men. And I think that's where our early success is coming from.
Can you describe that teaching? What is that? I mean, you've had so many different coaches.
Yeah.
What is it about this teaching that really, I guess, allows guys to play up to another level?
Yeah.
Doesn't doesn't matter if you're a backup or starter, because we've seen it many times now. Backups go in and they have great games.
I think the magic in teaching, and this is just my opinion, the magic in teaching is really knowing who you're teaching. You can't just generally talk to the classroom or generally talk to the defense. You gotta, of course, put the curriculum in, and then you gotta, each and every person, or each and every student, each and every player has different needs. And they do a great job of identifying which players need what and which players don't, and they just do a great job of teaching it. And teaching the mindset, too. Just because these guys are 35 years old and 30 and 25 years old, you still have to teach the mindset. You still have to teach how to approach this week, and they do a great job of doing that. I've said it before, there is no magic call, there is no magic defense, and it around the league, there is no magic defense, there is no magic call. It's just about getting the guys ready to go and having the guys have an understanding on what we're trying to accomplish and what the play call entails. And then you just let the guys play football. And they do a great job teaching, and each individual in their room is tailored to each and every individual, and they do a great job at that. And I wish I knew the magic on how they do it, but they do a great job, man. They're really good teachers. And year 14 in the league, I can appreciate that for sure.
First primetime game of the year, how excited are you to play under the lights on Monday night in front of the Mafia?
This is the second one, right?
Second, yeah.
I've been keeping up. This one would be cool playing against Bills Mafia. That's what it's all about, man. Year 14, man. Of course, you love playing football, but playing football in front of the world, like, it doesn't get any better than that. In my Denver days, we had a lot of Monday night football games, and you grow to appreciate that stage. And I definitely appreciate it here with the Buffalo Bills. And it's going to be fun, man. Monday Night Football, everybody's watching. I catch each and every Monday Night Football. I'll be playing in this one right here. So it'll be fun going against a good Jaguars team that have played us, no matter what the record has showed, they've always played us well. Last year when we were in London, they got off on us quick, and, they played to the very end. Like, they're a really good football team. I don't think their record really shows the type of football that they've been playing. They were close in the Miami game. It was just that turnover going into the end zone. I think it would have been 24-7 if they wouldn't have fumbled right there, allowed Miami to get back in the game. Miami gets an explosive play, and now they had the momentum. Then last week versus Cleveland, they were in that game to the very end, too. So they're going to play us tough. They're a really good football team. We just got to go out there and do what we do, man, and what we've done the last 2 weeks, and I feel like we'll be all right. That's the goal, man. I'm sitting here trying to get ready to go. And that's the goal, to go Super Saiyan each and every week, Super Saiyan 3. You don't know how many of these games you're going to get. So I just try to put my all in there. And my message to the team this week has been, stick to the plan, not the mood. Stick to the plan, not the mood, because when you just get your ass beat the week before and the team, they put up 35 points and go for 400 yards, it's easy to come in the next Monday and say, like, oh, no, they got us messed up. We got to prove to the world that we better than that. I think the challenge really is when you have success and you got to repeat that success. You know what I'm saying? It's easy once, you test – the alpha males that we got in the locker room with a loss, and you got to respond to that. But I think the true test of this team is how do we respond to success. And I think that's another game within the game itself. How do we respond with the type of success from an individual standpoint? All for the last 365 days, I've been chomping at the bit to go out here and prove myself and show that I can still play and really improve to myself that I can go out here and play. Now you have a little bit of success. How do you respond to that? And that's been my message, not only to myself, but to the rest of our team. Like, how do we respond to the success? Let's go out there and show that we still got more to do. We still got more to prove, and we still got more games to go. It's only been two games. Those games are out the way, and we're just going to take it one day at a time, one play at a time, and that'll be the key for us for sure.
Have you seen Josh Allen's billboard in downtown Buffalo?
I saw it on Instagram, the Gatorade billboard.
Thoughts?
I love it. There is no person more fitting for the spotlight than Josh Allen. You know, he beat the Madden curse, which everybody said you could, you on the Madden cover you're gonna have a bad year. He beat that. He's all over commercials. He's all over billboards. Like, there's nobody more fitting for this type of spotlight than Josh Allen. He's just a naturally humble guy. He could go out there and throw for 600 yards and 7 touchdowns. He's gonna come in the next day like joking, laughing, and giggling, and just hanging with the guys. And I think we all follow suit with that. Like, we all follow suit. The lifeblood of this team and the energy and the personality of this team comes from my quarterback. And the way he handles success like that, like, you know, he has all over commercials, actress, girlfriend, everybody loves Josh. And he comes in here and he's just a normal guy. And I can appreciate that. And I know everybody in the locker room appreciate that. I know Bills Mafia appreciate that. And that's just a testament on how special the guy is, man, on and off the football field. So that Gatorade sign is fitting. And he'll be able to handle it for sure. Green and Pastures chicken? Yeah, we've had conversations. You know, Josh is a farmer at heart. He comes from that, so he gets it. So it's just a matter of time before we get him on a Green and Pastures game for sure.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.